I am not usually an on-demand preacher, but I am flexible. In our vision team meeting, a request was made that since Valentine's Day is this weekend, we are planning a Valentine's luncheon. Why don't I preach on love? I try to listen for God and the voices of His people. And this idea felt right. So I pumped the brakes on what I was planning and swapped over to love. I don't know how many of you recognize that word from TV. But I did honestly feel, that the suggestion was inspiring. And instead of me staying in my ways of how I always do things, I thought that, yes, that is probably right. So many different ways that you can go with love. The Bible is full of passages and ideas. The challenge in preaching is to figure out what new things God wants to communicate through His Word. I received something new this week. It is a book, and the author is Jody Deal. You might recognize that last name. She is connected to our own Terry Deal. And it is a wonderful book, so you will recognize the name. The title of the book is The Heart That Loves Us. It's a book of poems. And the very first one is entitled The Heart That Loves Us. And I would like for you to hear it in the scripture that is connected to it. The scripture is from 1 John 4:16. And it says, "And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him." And the poem goes like this. O God, our Heavenly Father, it's in you we place our trust. In believing, we can surely have from you the heart that loves us. May we never take for granted the love that you extend, the blessing you bestow on us, a loving heart that never ends. You adore us as your children, your commitment to our care. You watch over and protect us. Your loving heart is always there. Your love is very precious, a true blessing from the start. A promise it will never leave, a loving heart that won't depart. There is no greater love than yours, of which we can compare. There is no breadth nor height, it's a loving heart, so rare. It's a gift that's offered to all whenever we trust. We receive the greatest blessing from you, the heart that loves us. I'm not the best at poems, but I believe that such words can touch us very deeply if we allow them and give us a feel for the love of God. We cannot know true love until we know God's love. Because apart from God, love does not exist. At least, not real love. God has to be in us and us in Him before we can know love. God has to be in us and us in Him in order to know real love. Now, before we come to today's scripture, we need to examine the context What does that mean exactly? Well, we need to look at and understand what comes before and after this text. So I will start in chapter 12 and verse 27 for the context. It says, "Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And God has placed in the church, first all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Now eagerly desire the greater gifts." Paul is talking about the gifts of the Spirit. Now we have done studies here on the gifts. Some of you have taken this class that I've taught. Every Christian has a spiritual gift given by God for the building up of his church. But like every other good thing that God gives to us, our gifts can be used in a positive way to bless others, but it can also be used negatively if we're not careful. There is a downside to every gift that we must be careful of. Eagerly desire the greater gifts. Why does Paul say this? To eagerly desire the greater gifts. He has just explained all of the gifts to us. What could he possibly mean that would be greater than what he said? Well, he says, eagerly desire them because they will help you discern the right from the wrong. They will help you discern the right from the wrong. Listen. "And yet I will show you the most excellent way." Remember, so we're talking about how to use the gifts. "I will show you the most excellent way this is easy. There is one way to know in all things if we are doing God's will." What is it? There is one way to know when you are functioning within the gift that God gave you, if it is God's will, if you are on the right side or the wrong side. There is one very easy way to know and understand if what you are doing, even when you're functioning in that gift that God gave you, to know if what you're doing is right or wrong. Do you know what it is? You ask yourself one question. Am I doing this in love? Is it coming from a loving place in my heart? Because we are always right in God's will when we are doing things in His love. Is it done in love? "If I speak in the tongues of men or angels but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal." Do you know that when you speak to others about God, that if you don't do it from a place of love, you sound like a gong. You sound like a gong. How many of you are old enough to remember the gong show? The gong show. Big gong, they take the big thing and they swing it and hit it and makes a great big gong. I want you to think of that. Okay? We talk to people sometimes about God and we tend to talk down. We talk to people about God, and we tend to do it in a way that is like we're trying to teach you something. We know better than you. We have hidden agendas sometimes when we talk to people about God because we want to make ourselves look good. And I want you to think the next time you find yourself doing that, I want you to hear that gong. That great big gong. God up there with that hammer just hitting that gong. Gong, 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 gong. You must speak in love. Forget the gong. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship, that I may boast but do not have love, I mean nothing. All of the biblical knowledge, even messages straight from God, worthless when administered without Christ's love. Worthless when administered without Christ's love. You can be the most faithful person on earth, so faithful that miracles take place, but without love in your heart, mountains might move, but people's hearts won't. Because it is the love of God that flows through you that moves the hearts of other people. You can give everything to God for all of the wrong reasons when love is not the driving force behind it. The love of God is what shines through and makes the difference in everything that the church is called to do. Everything. Without God's love, without the intention of love, it is not even worth doing. Listen, I always tell people when I do weddings, because I want the couples in particular to hear it, I want you to hear what perfect love is, because you're going to have a hard time achieving it. Okay? I always tell them we're not going to like each other a lot of times. Sometimes you might even use the word hate, but I want you to understand what perfect is and know what your goal is. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. Real love that comes from God is patient, kind, doesn't envy, doesn't boast, is not prideful. It forgives and forgets. And when it remembers, it forgives again. It forgives again. A quick little devotion here to make the point. It says, love, truth. And he uses Proverbs. It says, he who covers a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates friends. Listen to this. It says, cover up has gained a negative connotation in our culture. And rightfully so. The phrase usually implies that someone hid something that should have been exposed to the light of truth and justice. Usually, cover-ups occur when something significant is at stake, when someone would stand to lose status, power, or reputation if the truth was revealed. Cover-ups, then, are considered bad form. But there is another kind of cover-up. It's when a person chooses to cover the sins of another with a veil of love. Yes, the truth is being concealed, but only from those who have no stake in the matter, from those who don't need to know. When a person sins, repents, confesses, and makes restitution to the injured party, the matter is done. The cover-up of love chooses not to gossip to others about what someone has done, something for which God has granted forgiveness. To gossip about another's life does nothing except separate friends. The next time you know someone's transgression, take the love leap. Don't uncover it before the eyes of those who don't need to know. Gossip is the art of confessing other people's sins. Think about that. It is the art of confessing other people's sins. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never ends. This is the love that we are called to. No matter our gift, no matter how faithful we are, we must live out our faith in the most excellent way. The way of God's love. Now, if you want to read what comes next, it is entitled in my Bible, The Intelligibility in Worship. That same Christian love is how we are to worship our God. We are to live and worship in the most excellent way. Always in love. Always from a place of love. Always caring. If we make sure of that, we will function as God has called us to. Let us pray.